let's begin, guys. Okay. We left off yesterday. We were in the midst of this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So we want to... let's finish up the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay? Let's finish up the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In the story that we had... we had a new type of story is as follows. And that is that the Marakama all along had been known as Ben the Ma'ar. Okay? The Marakama had known as Ben the Ma'ar. And he was complaining that, what are you doing on my land? This story we said was unique. Why? Because the Marakama and the Ma'arer, the Mukhsuk and the Ma'arer are arguing as to who bought it from the Marakama. This was the first story, as we said, where the Marakama was not the Ma'arer. Okay? That we had on the bottom of Laman Mebeis. And the Maskanus of the Gemara was, how do we paskin? The Gemara said that if the fellow, the Machzik, said he was there 6 years, then what's the halacha? The halacha is that he loses. Because the Ma'arer said he had bought it 4 years earlier, that means 6 minus 4 is 2. If, however, he said 7 years, we said that the Machzik wins, the squatter wins. That's what the Gemara said, Beferish, black on white. Okay. And we had a kasha of Tosis on the top of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. Tosis kasha was as follows. The Rivam asks, why is it that we should require Edom on all 7 years? Why is it that we should require Edom on all 7 years? Let there be Edom on the 3 years alone, and he'll have a taina. What will his first taina be? His first taina will be what? Taina echad will be what? His first taina will be that he actually what? He actually was on it 7 years. Sheva shonim was his what? Taina aleph. And what will his taina be? That I bought it from you directly. Kanisi mimcha. This was Taisvus, this was the Rivam's kasha. Okay? Everyone got that? Why do you need to say that there are Edom on it 7 years? You don't need to say there are Edom on it all 7 years. You could say there are Edom only on it 3 years, but he has these two tainas. He claims he was there 7 years. He has ambiguous Kanisi mimcha, and all you'll need is Edom al shalosh shanim. All you need is Edom on the 3 years, and that's it. You won't need Edom on all 7 years. This is what Tosos Kasha was, the Rivam, on the top of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. Everyone got that, Klor? That was the Kasha. Now, the Marasha said that this Kasha was only according to who? This Kasha was only according to who? The Rashbam's Pshat. Because the Rashbam is the one that said you have Edom on what? The Rashbam is the one that said you have Edom on all 7 years. So therefore, the kasha makes a lot of sense. You don't need Edom in all 7 years. All you need is Edom in 3 years. That's what the Marsha learns at the Tosis Kasha's Lafi Hu, Lafi the Rashbam's Pshat. However, the Shach, we said, argues. And the Shach argues and says, not that way. The Shach says that the kasha of Tosis is as follows. The kasha of Tosis is that Afilu Kekushya shel ha-rivam is afilu lefi ha-yesh beforshim. Even according to the yesh beforshim, there is a kasha. And what's that kasha even according to the yesh beforshim? What's the kasha even according to the yesh beforshim? Nu, let's get down. What's the kasha? We said this yesterday. What was the kasha? That what? Yes, that on the 6 years. Very good. That on the 6 years, right? The kasha of Tosos is, why does it say if you have sheish, you lose? Al sheish, right? The guy has a migu to say what? Migu shekanisi mimcha. Migu that I bought it from you. That was Tosos kasha according to the Shach. Even when you say sheish, you should be believing the migu that kanisi mimcha. I bought it from you. Okay? This is what the Shach writes. Okay? This is what the Shach says, Beferish, that Kasha can be asked even according to what the Yesh Beforshim. Okay. Now, we pointed out yesterday as follows. Why would the Marsha not like this construct? Why would the Marsha not like this construct? Because why? What? Because Ach Vishtarcha, I could care less whether what? Whether you have a Migu. Show me your star, you're only there 2 years. Fine. And what do we say the Shach said back to that? The Shach says the Migu would beat out Ach Vishtarcha. And how are we masber that? That the Shach holds like who? Shach holds like the Rabban, it really cures immediately, just the Reyes of Ach Vishtarcha. Well, the Migu beats out Ach Vishtarcha. And who's the Marsha hold like? Rosh. Like the Rosh. Excellent, guys. And therefore what? The Takan is you need Shalosh Shonim. Yes? And if you don't have Shalosh Shonim, it's nothing. Fine. Let's add now on the following. Rabbi Kivager writes, like the Marsha, okay? I'm going to write down Marsha, the Rabbi Kivager. That's the top, Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager, and I don't really have an answer for this, but Rabbi Kivager says, I don't like this construct at all. I don't like the Shas Pshat. Why not? Why doesn't he like it? Because he says as follows. He says the following lashon. He says like this. He says the following lashon. He says, Aval yesh beforshim yekusharak ba'achol sheish nem emigu, ve'ikev nemeshu la'achalti sheish, harich hazinin de lo yodem mikni yaso. What is he saying? What is he saying when he says Sheish? What does Sheish assume? When he says Sheish, what does that assume, Shmuel? That assumes that he didn't know that someone else what? Someone else bought it. Because if he says Sheish, and he knows that the Maharal bought it 4 years before, that means he only has two. Why would he say two? That's two's not a chazaka. So obviously, if he claims sheish, please write this down. Lo yada al kniyaso shel hamarir. He doesn't know about the mara from Adam. He doesn't know him at all. Why would he say sheish? Why on earth would he say sheish? So you can't tell me sheish with the migu of what kanisim imcha, because he doesn't know about the ma'arir. That's why Rabbi Kivager says, I cannot agree with the Shach. I will hold like the Marsha. And I don't really have an answer to tell you. I don't have an answer, to tell you the truth. I don't know how the Shach's going to answer that. But do you understand what I'm saying? If you say the word sheish, that means you don't know about the ma'arir. Because why would you say that? Why would you say sheish? If you know the Maharal bought in four, that means all you have is two. You lose. So it must be you didn't know there was another guy around. So if you didn't know there was another guy around, so therefore the Marshal, Rabbi Kivager says, I agree with the Marshal. So I want you to get this down. It's very important. Okay? Very important. That's exactly what he says. Now, he goes on and says, in the parentheses, according to the Yesh Beforshim, he points out, that you know what kind of kasha you could have asked? You could have asked, according to the Yesh Beforshim, sheish with the migu of sheva. So get down in your notes. In other words, if you want to ask a kasha, sheish, you want to like say this construct that we're holding the sheish, you lose, maybe ask sheish with the migu of sheva. Right? This would be according to the Yesh Beforshim. Rabbi Kivager writes, sheish with the migu of sheva. What's the answer to that? Sheish with the migu of sheva. What does Rabbi Kivager answer? Rabbi Kivager answers, we happen to know the Ukimtas that before Sheish, the Bialim were there. The Bialim were there. So he's not able to say that he was there 7 years. There's an Ukimta that the Marakama Hayashama. So you're not able to what? Marakama Hayashama. The Marakama was there, and therefore he's not able to have a Migu to say Shaba. What did we say yesterday? Why would this not be impossible if you would ask the Marasha? Why is this migu impossible? Ach v'shtarcha, again. Migu doesn't help me. Ach v'shtarcha. Once you say sheish, you have no migu. You have a migu? Ach v'shtarcha. You're only there 2 years. So that was the point we mentioned yesterday. So does everyone get, please get this down, Rabbi Kivager, according to Rabbi Kivager. That's why he doesn't like this what? The Shach and the Marsha. And he says, if anything you want to ask is say sheish v'shev, and he gives an answer, the Marakama, we know. If you said sheish, he was there the year before. I'm saying, according to the Marsha, of course that kasha wouldn't start. Okay. Ad Khan, the first part of Rabbi Kivager. Okay, we got this so far? No, you got it? Okay, that's the new Nukuda ring out. Number two point. Let's get this. There is the Ramban in the Gemara. What did the Ramban say in the Gemara? The Ramban said, what did our Gemara say? That if you eat 6 years, Elliot, if he says he was there six, he loses, right? What did the Ramban say? There were Edim on all 6 years. Edim al kol shesh. Edim al kol shesh. Yes? Why was the Ramban forced to say there were Edim on all 6 years? Someone tell me. Because if you don't have Edim, then the guy who says shesh has a migu to say what? Kanisimimcha. Right? He has a migu to say kanisimimcha. When you have Edim al kol shesh v'shesh, let's write down, ein lo migu kanisimimcha. Why is there no migu kanisimimcha? Because if there are Edim, you ate it for 6 years, there is a Gemara that says later on that if you go down to a field and you eat fruit, but you eat fruit in a manner that you're just a visitor, meaning you were given permission to eat fruit, you cannot transform yourself and say, oh, I'm the owner. If you were on the field eating fruit, you can't say, oh, 2 days later or a year later, oh, I'm the owner. Because once you went down to eat the peiros, the Sivas points out, you're out of the picture. You cannot say kanisimimcha. If let's say Evan has a field and he says, Rebbe, you can eat all the fruit you want. Then a year later I say, oh, I'm the owner. No, I went down to that field as an ochel peiros, as a person who was just eating fruit. I had permission to eat fruit. So you can't make that transformation. So the Ramban says, if you have ate him on all 6 years, you cannot have a migu of kanisimimcha. Because you have Edim that you were just eating the fruit. So there's no migu to say I bought it. What? I can have a migu to say I could buy it from the Ma'ar. There is no migu I could buy it from the Ma'ar. How could there be a migu I bought it from the Ma'ar? I went down there to eat fruit. I can't transform myself as an owner. So the Ramban writes, there are Edim on every one of the 6 years. Therefore you lose. You do not have a migu. That's what the Ramban writes. Since there are Edim on all 6 years, you cannot what? You cannot have a migu. Since you're Edom in all 6 years, you cannot have a migu. What kind of migu can you have? I was on the 6 years as an oichel peiros, as eating fruit. So if I was eating fruit, you know, how can you turn around and say that what? I bought it from you. I was eating fruit. I have permission. Does everyone hear that clear? Meaning the Ramban is implying that what? If there are no Edom, do you have a migu? Yes or no? Noah, if there are no Edom, do you have a migu? Yes, who is that like? Who is that like? That's like the Shach and the Ramban. This construct he likes. Okay? We still have our Kasha and Rebbe Kivik, but nonetheless, the Shach is like the Ramban. There are Edim on every one of the 6 years. If you don't have Edim, the din is you will what? You'll have a migu. And that's in essence what the Shach was doing. The Shach was assuming there were no Edim. That's why he asked this Kasha, right? The Shach was Maz Bertosus Kasha, according to the Yesh Beforshim, by saying what? You have a migu. That's obviously assuming that what? That the Shach learned the Pshat in the Gemara is that there were no Edim. Tosus is learning there's no Edim. Therefore, you can ask a migu. The Ramban learns there were Edim, mainly you'll have no migu. Conceptually, they hold to the same thing. They're just arguing on Pshat in the Gemara. You follow me? Okay. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is what I said to Reb Osher in the Seder yesterday, and he said I was Mechavim Baruch Hashem to Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, I said to him as follows, I don't understand. Why can't you say the first 2 years I was eating fruit, I had permission, and then after the first 2 years I bought it from you? Why does the fact that there are Edim on this automatically tell me that what? And I'll read you the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. You look it up. It's on page Kuf Lamed Hey, Dibur Maskal Al Shish. He says, if they're Edom, you can't turn around and say, I bought it from the guy. Originally, the first 2 years, I was eating fruit. I didn't own it. And then I bought it from the guy. After the Ma'arer bought it, I bought it from who? After the Ma'arer bought it, I bought it from who? I bought it from the Ma'arer, and I ate Shnei Chazaka. So, you follow what I'm saying, Alan? Rabbeinu Yonah, Ashkolik. Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't understand. He says, why can't you just say that I die in Yeshvacha Migu? Adayin yesh lecha migu, because you could still say what? You could still say what? You could still say that the first 2 years I was eating, I had permission for it, but then I bought it from the Mar and it's mine now. So the Nesivus writes, I want you to get this down. The Nesivus writes the following. The Gemara that we said, that if you go down to a field and you first eat fruit, you can't transform yourself and say, oh, now I'm the owner, I bought it. Because you went down there as a visitor. Now all of a sudden you're saying you changed and you're an owner, right? Like an aris. An aris, there is no chazaka, sharecropper, the Gemara says generally. Because he always is there eating the fruit. All of a sudden he says he owns it? Can't be. So I want you to get this. So there's a machlokas, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah. What the pshat is in that Gemara. Meaning to say, the Ramban says categorically that if you go down to a field and you started as a visitor, you can never create a chazaka in that field, ever, ever. And therefore you don't have a migu of kanisimcha. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, 1 second. The first 2 years, who did you have permission from? The Marakama. The first 2 years was from the Marakama. But now I'm saying I bought it from a what? From a different man, meaning the Ma'arer had bought it from the Marakama, and I bought it from the Ma'arer. In that case, you don't carry it over and say, oh, you were eating fruit on this field? You never can have a chazaka on that field. You can never have a chazaka from that owner that gave you permission. But if there's a new owner, namely the Ma'arer, then I can what establish chazaka. So there's a machlokas, you got to get this. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban says the Nesivus. When you say that someone began eating fruit as a visitor on a certain field, does that mean categorically you can never have a chazaka? That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of the Ramban. Categorically you can never have a chazaka, ever. That's why the Ramban says when he has Adim that he ate all Adim alkol sheish that he was eating peiris, he can never have a migu of kanisim imcha. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, why not? The first 2 years he was eating fruit with permission from the Marakama. Then the Ma'arer bought it, and then he says, I bought it from the Ma'arer, and I have a chazaka. Why can't you do that? Because the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know why you can do that? Rabbeinu Yonah is a good taina. Why can you do that? Because when do I say categorically, if you're a visitor on fruit, you can never establish chazaka. If you're a visitor to eat the fruit from that owner, you can never take a chazaka from that owner. But if it's a new owner, why not? So you see, if you'd ask Rabbeinu Yonah, are there Adim in the case? No, maybe there are no Adim on the case in the Gemara. But he's arguing on the Ramban. You claim there are Adim on the case, therefore there's no Migu? He says, even if there were Adim, you still have a Migu. Meaning it doesn't make a difference, according to Rabbeinu, whether Adim or not Adim. It doesn't make a difference. Because even if there are Adim, you still should have a Migu. And you'll have to come on to Tosos answer, there's no Migu because why? There's no Migu because he's either afraid, or it's a Migu Lamafreya, like we said, or it's a Migu Da'aza, like the Torah Chaim. But this is a very critical machlokes. Okay. Does everyone got that shtickle? That's the second point. The first point was the first part of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Second point is the Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah as to whether there are Adim, I'll call Sheish, Vesheish, and is there a Migu. Yes, Daniel.
Just on the Rabbeinu Yonah, the way that the Nesivus reads it, how is it possible once the Marakama sells it to the Mocher, I guess?
To the Ma'arer.
How does the Maksik have Rishus to be an Ochel Peris at that very moment?
Because I bought it, because he has a Migu to say he bought it. It's all theoretical, right? It's all theoretical. He claims he's there the whole time, but he had a Migu to say I bought it. So how do you say I have a Migu to say I bought it? You were on the fruit as a visitor of Peris. So the terror, exactly. If it's the same owner, you can't make that transformation. But if there's a guy in the middle, why not? The Ramban says like you. Once you're on that field, Zachilus Peiris, you can never have a chazak on that forever. Okay? All right. Now the third point, which is the second point of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, let's get to it. Okay? We were masbir that the Yesh Beforshim held. What was the Yesh Beforshim? The Yesh Beforshim held that the pshat is that there are Adim only on the last 3 years. What did the Yesh Beforshim say? There are Adim only on the last 3 years. What was his proof? Because otherwise, what would you need, Rava, to tell me that when you say the generic term years, you meant what? You meant 7, right? Otherwise, why would you need Rava? If you have Adim in all the 7 years, you win. So what do you need Rava to say? That was the Yesh Beforshim. What were the two kashas of the Yesh of the Rashbam on the Yesh Meforshim. What were the two kashas? You remember what the two kashas were? What were the two kashas we said? Oh, we said that if there are what? You said if there are Aiden, if there are Aiden only in the last 3 years, only in the last 3 years, so why does the Muksuk win? It's 4-3. Yes? It's 4-3. What's the answer to that? The answer to that is the guy that has three, we said, Yesh Meforshim holds, he has a migu. The man who has three has a migu. Okay? And what's the migu? He holds like the kash of the Rivam. What's the migu? He has a migu that he could have bought it from him. There's a call that went out. He knows about the purchase. He knows about the purchase. I want you to get this. Make sure you get this. If he says 7 years, he has a migu to say, I bought it from you because there's a call that went out that someone else bought it. But when you say six, lo yodea, you don't know about a purchase. Hayaknia, hayakniaso. You don't know that there was a ma'ara there. Because why would you say six? It would be idiotic to say six. You only have two. But if you hold seven, then for sure you know, yodea chiyesh kniaso, it doesn't bother me. Because I had 3 years before you claim you had your purchase. So that answers the first kasha. The Yesh Meforshim has a migu. How do we answer the second kasha? How do we answer the second kasha? What was the second kasha? What was the reasoning of Rava? Right? What was the reasoning of Rava? That was the second kasha. What is the reasoning of Rava? According to the Yesh Meforshim, right? The Rashbam said he had Edom in all 7 years. What was Rava coming to tell me? What did the Rashbam say? You have Edom in all 7 years. Yes? You have Edom in all 7 years, Alan. And what is Rava coming to tell me? That even though you have Edom in all 7 years, but if you claim three, then Hodas Baldin is more than Edom. So what did Rava come and say? No, it's not a problem closer to towing. So you're in consonance with the Edom. Is that correct? You're in consonance with the Edom. Okay, let me ask you to follow. Let's get down. According to the Yesh Meforshim is saying, Yesh Meforshim is saying, I agree with you. Yesh Meforshim says, I agree with you. I agree with you, says the Yesh Meforshim. Okay? There is a need. There is a need, the Yesh Meforshim says. Okay? The Yesh Meforshim will say, yes, there is a need for you to say there's no problem with Chozer V'Toyin. Now, we had a machloikis, the Tur quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbi Kivager flips it. Our Rabbeinu Yonah said, if you say the number three, you cannot switch. So let's go like the other Rishonim. This is Rabbi Kivager says as follows. Okay? Rabbi Kivager writes the following Kiddush. Mark, if you say the number three, can you be Chozer Bo? Let's say you can. Like the Ritva and the Ramban said that. Okay, Nimki Yosef. If you say the number three, Mispar Shalosh, and you can be what? Chozer Bo. Yachol Lachzor Bo. You can be Chozer Bo. Okay? Let me ask you, Eldi, you with me? Why didn't the Gemara say that Beferish? Why didn't the Gemara say the word three Beferish explicitly? Why didn't the Gemara say three explicitly? What do you say? What's the bigger Chiddush? To say years and you interpret that as seven, or saying three and you interpret it as seven? Which is the bigger Chiddush? To say three and interpret seven. So why didn't the Gemara say it? So I want you to get this. You follow me, Daniel? Why didn't the Gemara say that Chiddush? If you hold three, you can switch to seven. Why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara said generic. You said years. Say a bigger Chiddush. The answer is as follows. It must be that there were not Edom on every year. It must be that there were not Edom on every year. It must be there were not Edom on every year. So it must be there were only Edom on the third year. And there must be that there were only Edom on 3 years. That's how the Yesh Meforshim knows what there knows. That's how the Yesh Meforshim knows the case is talking about there were only Edom on the last 3 years. Because if there were what? Because if it was true that there were Edom on every year, then why don't you, Yossi, say the bigger Chiddush? Say three, and you can switch three to seven. Must be that there were only Edom on what? There were only Edom, please get it, on the last 3 years. And what did you say? You said Shanim. And you switch that to Sheva. Why is that? Because if you try to say Shalosh and then switch that to Sheva. You know why that's bad? Because what does Shalosh tell me? Shalosh tells me that what? That you don't know about a Ma'arer. Shalosh tells me that you don't know about a Ma'arer. Because what on earth would you do that for? Right? If you claim three, that means you don't know about the Ma'arer. Lo yada al-legabe ha-Ma'arer. Why does that show you don't know about the Ma'arer? Because what is three going to do? That guy's going to say, I have a star 4 years before, so you'll lose. If you say Sheva, then that means Yodea, that you know. And you know legabe ha-Ma'arer. So therefore, that has how Rabbi Kivager answers the Kasha. You follow what I'm saying? It's a beautiful Chiddush. The Yesh Beforshim says, of course Rava we need to be Chozer B'Toin. Otherwise it's a Prama Hodas Baldin Kamei Edim Dambi. You'll contradict the Edim. So he needs the ability to say Shanim and Sheva. But if you say but if you take the premise like the Yesh Beforshim holds like the what? We have Rabbi Kivager, the way we have it, it's flipped. He has quoting Rabbeinu Yonah saying you can switch. In our Rabbeinu Yonah you cannot switch. So if you hold like those who are shown in Yesh Beforshim, like the Ritva, and the Nuki Yosef, who else was it? The Rashba, who said you can say three and switch it to what? You could say three and switch it to seven. So why didn't the Gemara say that, Alan? You follow what I'm saying? Why didn't the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara say years just generically? Say three, and I mean three, I can switch to seven. You know what it must be? It must be there were no Edom on that case. Because if there were Edom on every year, then you would have said this bigger Chiddush. You would have said this bigger Chiddush, right? Isn't it a bigger Chiddush to go from three to seven saying stop? Nothing to seven? Or generic years? I meant seven. If you say three, you still mean seven? That's a much bigger Chiddush. Otherwise, it's Odas Baneikim Edom Dami. If you take the premise the Yesh Beforshim holds like that, why didn't the Gemara say it? It must be there were not Edom on every year, like the Yesh Beforshim says. There was only Edom on the last 3 years. If there were only Edom on the last 3 years, so you win. You win if you say generic years, and I meant seven. You win. No problem. You win. Because you're touching up what you meant. No problem, Chodz of Atoin. You win. But if you say Shalosh and Sheva, you will lose. Because when you say 3 years, that obviously shows that you didn't know about the Ma'arer, and Ain, I'm going to underline it, Ain lo migu mimcha kaniti. Mimcha kaniti. Do you understand that? Because once I say three, that obviously shows that I didn't know about the Ma'arer. So how could you say I have a migu? How could I say I have a migu? That's how the Yesh Beforshim answers up the kashas of the Rashbam. Okay? That's how he answers up both the kashas of the Rashbam. And that's why he'll say it did not say three in the Gemara. That was his Hechreyach. And therefore, three, you don't know the Zamar, maybe you have a Nomigu. In this case, Yesh Lo Migu. Because you said generic years, and you quickly touch it up and say seven. Okay? Seth, you got this? That's the Chiddush we want to say. Okay, we got it? Please get this. It's not easy, but you got to work on it. The first point was the first part of Rabbi Kivager. The second point was this Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, which we can link with the Shach. And in that first point was what? This concept of Rabbi Kivager, why he doesn't like the what? The Shach. Why he holds like the Marsha. And the third shtickle is this whole Mahalach of Rabbi Kivager that he claims the Yesh Beforshim holds like the Ritva and how it answers the Kashas and the Rashbam. Okay? These are the 3 points. Noah, you got it? Okay? Eli, you got this? Yes, Yossi.
I still don't understand why we have to say that the premise is that the Yesh Beforshim holds like the Ritva and Nuki Yosef.
Because
why can't we say that?
Because I'll explain it to you. Why? If you have Edom on every year, okay. Yesh Beforshim doesn't say that, right? Yeah. Rashbam says that. Right. If you have Edom on every year, yes, and you take this premise, okay. I'm just saying you take this premise. He's making that assumption that he holds like the Shita. Then you have a problem.
So then why don't you just say he doesn't like the Shita? Then you have no problem.
Sure you have a problem, because then you're not answering the Kasha. How are you answering your Kasha? How are you answering the Kasha of the Rashbam on the Yesh Beforshim? What was the Kasha? He has two Kashas. What are the two Kashas? Numbers 3 and 4, and also what? Chozer V'Toin, right? Chozer V'Toin. What do you mean he's being motor on the Chozer V'Toin? Yes, so then So then why is it? Why is it? If there are eight of them in every year, right? There are eight of them in every year. So if there are eight of them in every year, so why does he need the what? Why does he have to mention there are eight of them in every year? What do you need Rava for? What do you need Rava for? What is Rava for according to the Ish Mefarshim? What is Rava for? We've answered what is Rava's for here. Rava is to tell me that in this particular case, if you say three, you normally can switch to seven, but here you cannot because that shows to me that you don't know who the Mar is and you have no Migu. Otherwise, if you don't hold that sheet, if you hold that from three, you can't switch to seven. So what did Rava do for me? What did Rava do for me according to the Yesh Beforshim? What did Rava do for me? What was the hechreyach? You see, what I'm saying to Yossi is, how, I'll ask you, how did the Yesh Beforshim prove that there were eight of them? That there were not eight of them in every year? He proved it because why? He proved it because otherwise you wouldn't need Rava if there were eight of them in every year. You wouldn't need Rava. So I'm saying to you, you know what? The truth is, we're proving that if you hold 3 to 7, that you could choose from 3 to 7, then the Gemara should have said that Chiddush. Otherwise, if you hold that way, what's the proof necessarily that there are no Adam? What's the proof necessarily there are no Adam?
He has to hold that.
Yeah, no, that's the assumption that he's making. You're asking how does he necessarily prove that? It fits in well now. It fits in well because then you can ask yourself, why did the Gemara? Because you got to ask me, what's the difference between Shanim and Sheva and Shalosh and Sheva? What is the difference? If you never can switch, then there is no difference, right? You follow what I'm saying? If you hold it, you can switch it, then the Gemara should have said this. Then it fits very well. If you hold it, doesn't switch, then what's the difference between Shanim and Shalosh? Say Shalosh, right? Once you say it works, then you can tell me what the Chiddush is, why this case we know is they're not Adam in every year. That's what the Chiddush was suggesting. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go now Vayter Negomara. Okay? Let's go Vayter Negomara. Okay? The next piece of Gemara. Okay? Let's go Vayter now. So I want, please chazer this over. Okay? It's not hard, but you just got to work at it. Okay? You just got to work at it with this Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban. Those are the three pieces. Yossi is asking good, but I think we were masber that you have to, if you, I'm just saying, it just fits in well if you hold to that shita. It fits in well if you hold to that shita. If you don't hold to that shita, then, see, once you hold to that shita, you know why in this case there's achreach. I'm just, what's the lashon of Rabbi Kivager? He says, Ava mikomakom, kvana sugya. The lashon of an inish lekari lo mashmachin. Dim kein ochachtem kach. Dim isa the ma'ir dike edim akol sheva. Lamein tzarach latam of an inish. The kari mashmachin dafke the ton tchila stam shnei chosaka. Hagam the ton tchila sholoshonim. Yehi neman. The lo have a chozer the toin. The betchila lo yet tzarach lekach. Lemitin yosuk esvaras rabin yonah. See if there are edim. Right? If there are edim and you hold, you can't switch from 3 to 7. So there's no difference. You know what I'm saying? There's no difference. There's no difference between 3 and 7 if there are eight in. You know, you can never switch. The reason why you're winning is because there are eight in. So don't just say years, say three. You understand what I'm saying? If the reason why you're winning is because there are eight in every year, then there's no reason to say anything. Don't say, you don't have to say years, you don't have to say three. Because you're winning because of the eight in. Right? You're winning because of the eight in. The answer is that I hold that 3 can switch to 7, and therefore, if that's the case, why didn't it say that? It must be that there were not Edom in every year. If there were not Edom in every year, so why Taka is 3 bad? Because when you say 3, you're saying you don't have the Mikra anymore, whereas 7 you do. That's the Chiddush you want to point out. Okay, let's go Vayter now in the Gemara. Okay, Philip, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Next piece of Gemara. Okay, go ahead. Very good. Let's go. Lamed Aleph from Aleph. Let's go. Let's see from the two dots on the top. Go ahead. Well, look on, David. You gave him, so you look on. Look on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, what does the box say? Zelmer shel avosim achal t'shnei chazoket. This is my father's. And I was there shnei chazoket. Go ahead. This other fellow, I can't hear you, a little louder. This guy says what?
The other guy says, no, it was the inheritance from my father.
Go ahead. Who's the first high? The first high is who? The Ma'arer. The Ma'arer says, I have Adim that it was my father's. The high, the squatter says, right, correct. Okay, so what do we do? Go ahead. Amarabba.
Amarabba, malo l'shaken. Igor amarlei minatav
afa de shnei chazaka. So Abai, Rabba says he has a migu, that he could have said, I bought it directly from you, and I eat it the years of chazaka. Yes?
Yeah.
That would have been a good migu. Okay? Let's see the Rashbam. Go ahead. Amarabba. Let's see the top of the Rashbam. Go ahead. Zelmer. What does the Rashbam mean by this? Did everyone see this? What does he mean that this is a case? What's he bothered by? It didn't say Ahu Gavra. That's what the Rashbam is telling you. Despite the fact it didn't say Ahu Gavra, this is a case. Okay, we got, can't skim the Rashbam. What do you mean this is a case? This is a story. He's saying despite the fact that Gemara didn't say Ahu Gavra, it's a story. Go ahead. I'm a rabba. Excellent, go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Amar Lei. Ah, period. This is a Migu B'makom Eidim. Let's get it. You have two claims. Migu B'makom Eidim means the following. Lo Amrinin. Migu B'makom Eidim means that you have claim one and claim two. If your claim one, claim A, is against Aiden, not claim two. The first one is Ze Avosi. Second one is Mimcha Kaniti. This one claim is against the Aiden. Because the Aiden said it was what? The Aiden said it was his father's. So therefore, number one claim is against Aiden. Migu B'mokum Aiden Lo Amrinin. Now you said to me, Alan, you said to me, what do you need the Rashbam to say what he says? We're going to see that right now. You know why? Because the guy did squat there for 3 years. He does that. He was squatting there 3 years. Why isn't it good? The answer is he doesn't have a tain in. Because his tain is against Aiden. That's what the Rashbam is driving at. Go ahead, Philip, read the Rashbam. Amarlei. The Talmud of Rabbi was Abai. Go ahead. Mali Shakar Hule Klomar. Sha'omrim. Right. Vigam. Do you see what he's saying? There's no chazaka. Shkoichner Aiden. But I squatted there 3 years. But you don't have a taina. Shahare Aini Matina. Go ahead, Kiim. Yeah, it's false. You did squat there physically for 3 years, but Shkoyach, the other guy has Aiden, the Ma'ar has Aiden that it was his. So it's Sheker. Go ahead, Vahalacha. Oh, the Gemara is going to say Vaita that Rabbah moved on to a different subtopic. Yes? So it's Mashma that Rabbah, his Rebbe, was motive to his Talmud Abai that he was wrong. Miku B'makom Aiden Lo Amrinin. Okay? Migu b'makom Aiden Lo Amrinin. But there was a Havamina. What on earth was the Havamina of Rabbah? Do that twice as quickly, the second one. I'm a Rabbah. Rabbah, you should have the Girsa. Rabbah, not Rava. Go ahead. Yes, Abai V'Rava themselves hold what? They don't hold that which what? That which Rav Chista said. The Lo Sivrilu Had Rav Chista, the Mal V'Shaker B'Makom Einim Lo Amrinin. What is he trying to say here? Someone tell me what he's trying to say here. Rabba holds Migu B'Makom Einim Amrinin. So he says you better have the Girsa Rabba. Because why? Because if you have the Gersa Rava, Abai the Rava, Amrei Lekaman, the Losfirlu had a Rav Chista. The Malin the Shakamayim, they don't hold of what Rav Chista says. What's Rav Chista? Where's Rav Chista? Take a look at Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's the same exact story on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Same exact story on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in the top of the Yomid, right? And what does Rav Chista say there? Mali the Shaker, Migu, and Abai the Rava attack him. They argue. So obviously, what must it be, Philip? It can't be Rava. It can't be Rava. It's got to be Rava because Rava and Abai hold Migu b'makom meidim lo'amrin. Okay. That's what Tosis points out. So the kasha we have to ask ourselves: what on earth is the havamin of Rabbah? How could he envision? How on earth could he envision Miku b'makamayim? How do you envision it? How is it possible he can envision Miku b'makamayim? All the Rishonim asked this kasha. Okay, all the Rishonim asked this kasha. Let's get it down. The Ramban asked this kasha. The Ritva, the Rashba, they all ask this kasha. Eich yitochen. I'm going to read you the Lashon of all the Rishonim, okay? Rashba, Daf Lamed Amid Yirmaska Maisa. The Rashba, I'm sorry, on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Ask the kasha. He says, Vim Tomer, V'chi Rabba Leislei Mimas Nisen? There's a Beferish in Mishnah that says, Migu B'mokam Eidim, it seems. This is the Rashba's point. Migu B'mokam, it's a Mishnah Ksubis. The beginning of the second parak of Ksubas Tet Vav Amid Beis says Beferish Migu B'makom Eidim. If there are Eidim, what's the case? She says she got married, she was a psula. He says I married a widow. The Ksubas 200 according to her. According to him, the Ksubas 100. And there are Eidim that she walked out with a veil. So what's the din? Why do we believe it? The halacha in that case, it says Eidim Shiyotzim Enuma Ksubasa Masayim. The Ksubas 200. Why? Why don't we believe the husband to say he paid the ksuba? V'amai, nemnu b'migidi by parati. So what's the answer? Migu b'makom eidim lo'aminin. Please get it down. The Rashba asks, how could Rabba say migu b'makom eidim? It seems to be it's against the Mishnah. Number one, that's the Rashba's kasha. How does the Ritva formulate the kasha? The Ritva, here, on Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, asks, what on earth, he says, the Koshin Lantuva, Heika Salka Taitach, the Rabba Lamin, Shum Adam, Bemigu Bamakam Shevish, Eidi Machishim. It's ridiculous. In Ken Yochel Adam Lulavisi, Bemigu de Parati, Afbishish Eidim Shalova, Zaino. We know that's not true. If you hold Mavu Bechavero, Sarach Lafaro Beidim, you can't say what? You can't say Lulavisi, I didn't loan with the Migu of Parati. Right? Migu b'makom eidim lo'aminin, the Ritva asks. The Ramban. The Ramban formulates the kasha. And this is the famous Ramban. I want you to get this. That the highest level of birur in the world of halacha is eidim. The highest level of birur. Hachi rama hu birur. Hachi rama hu birur. And that is what migu is. I'm sorry, that is what eidim is. Nothing short of Adam. It is impossible. You can't have anything less of Adam. Hachi Ramahu Birur Adam. Migu is a type of birur. There's Chazaka, there's Migu, but that doesn't match Adam. What on earth is going on here? All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. What is the pshat? Ban Rashba Ritva. What is the Havamin of Rabba? Now, does anyone hold Migu B'makom Adam? Rav Asher Weiss writes in his Sefer that there's a Tosus in Ksubis. I think it's a misprint. He said Chesem and Beis, whoever wrote it up, should be Tesem and Beis. There seems to be a Tosus that says somehow that we would say Migu B'makom Eidim, but it's a collector's item, such a Shita. It's against Mishnayis. How could you say such a thing? But you should just know there's a Tosus in Ksubis and Tesem and Beis that seem to say you would say Migu B'makom Eidim. Okay. So what is the pshat that we could suggest? What is the pshat we could suggest? So it could be as follows. Maybe we could say there is a concept as we were masbir that there are two tracks in Migu. Migu is what? Migu is birur and Migu is koach ataina. Two types, two different approaches to the concept of Migu. Oh, so maybe one could suggest like this. If you take the first approach, then this kasha is a great kasha. There's no way you could have a hava minu mikra b'makom eidim. But if you take the second approach, which means koach hatayna, then you could open the door and say, you know what? I am going to aspire and strive to what do is as follows. Mitaretz dibure. I want you to get that phrase. I am going to mitaretz dibure. I am going to touch up what that guy meant. I am going to touch up what that guy meant. Go ahead, Philip, read the next line of the Gemara. Hadar. Ah, so now the squatter says, "I you're right, I lose." But Hadar Amalei, if he says in, it was your father's. Go ahead. But I bought it from you. Zavata minayu. Minayu is from them. Okay, the Rashbam has, the Bachskirs is from them. Bachskirs is from them. The Rashbam's Girsa, if I'm not mistaken, was what? From you, right? Me'avosecha. Okay, go ahead. No. Kedavasi, period. Meaning, what is he saying? If he go, the only reason why I what? Why I said it was your father's, I meant to say that I bought it from you, from your father's. Okay? And the reason why I said it was my father's is what? Is because I relied on it as what? It was mine as much as I what? As much as my father's. I didn't literally mean it was my father's Birusha, but I meant to say that I bought it from you. That is called Mitaretz Dibure. It's not that Migu is B'makom Eidim. What it means is that if I take the approach Koach HaTayna, then I explore all the different possibilities to say what this guy meant. And what this guy meant, at least in the Havamina, okay, at least in the Havamina, in the Havamina was before he retouched his own words. Hadras means what the guy says, what says. Let's say if he doesn't say that. So in the Havamina, Rabba said that Migu is Koach HaTayna is so strong that I will explore different possibilities and I'll be Mitaretz Dibure. And what's the Mitaretz Dibure? The Mitaretz Dibure is as follows. Is that I said that I bought it from your father's, or that what? I relied on it like it was my father's, right? And therefore, if he makes himself the claim, then it's fine. So as a Hava Mina Rabba thought, even if he himself doesn't make the claim, we'll do it for him. Mitaretz Dibure. So what I'm saying is that you could explore a possibility that Migu is B'makom Eidim, as a Havamin at least, if you took the approach that Migu is Koach HaTayna. If it's Koach HaTayna, then I'm willing to streamline anything that I can explain away is what he meant. And the Ksos has a line, and that Ksos, David, that I wanted you to see, it's a long Ksos, but please, you'll look it up. I didn't photocopy it for you, but I underlined it here. I'm going to read you the words. The Ksos has one line, and the Ksos says the following. He says, "Dekaven de migu de raisehu islam letaretz dvarav shlo yimuchosh misadi kamo sheroi liyashe de reinim shlo yimuchosh imzeh mizeh afibu b'docha kem naamin kemavur b'sim chavtes ayin sham." I'm going to read you the phrase. "Kaven de migu de raisehu islam letaretz dvarav." If Migu is the Arisa, we have a mandate to be Mitaritz his words. Right? And to make sure, Shelo Yemuchosh Misadi, that he shouldn't be contradicted by Adam. So he shouldn't be contradicted by Adam. Alan, you follow what I'm saying? Since we hold that Migu is what? Migu is Koach HaTayna, we assume it's Mitaritz Dibure. Because Migu is the Arisa, the Ksos has the Lashon. In Simon Kuf Mem Vav Sifkot Nid Beis. Because Migu is an institution of the Arisa. That's why I can stand on my head and say maybe Migu B'makom Eidim. Migu would beat out Eidim. At least as a Havamina. Even if he himself didn't make the claim, we'll do it for him. We'll be Mitaretz Dibure. That's exactly what it means in this Ksos. And what does Abaye say? What does Abaye say? You tell me now. Let's finish it up. What does Abaye say? That it's Beirur. Migu is Beirur. And you know what? the highest level of beer in the world is Aiden, and anything short of that, Migu Chazaka, is nothing compared to Aiden. And therefore, Abaye says, Migu B'mokam Chazaka, I'm sorry, lo amrinin. We don't accept that. We have no mandate to try to mitaris dibure because Migu is a bearer. And therefore, Rabba what? Abaye says, I'm chalik on Rabba. And Rabba takes maskim to his what? To his Talmud. Rabba's maskim to his Talmud. Okay? So this is a gigantic what? Gigantic chiddush. Okay? This is a gigantic chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. Okay? That we could work perhaps fathom it perhaps as a havamina. One sec. Okay? Now, I wanted you to see the Yad Ramah. What does the Yad Ramah say here? The Yad Ramah in Os Lamed Ches says as follows. Okay? We said that there are Edim here. Yes? We said that there are Edim. Okay? Now, Philip, what are the Edim testifying here? What are the Edim testifying? The squatter, the Machzik said what? Muchzik said, it was my father's, and I ate Shnei Chazaka. The Edim said, no, it was our father's. What did the Edim see? Let's get this. The Yad Ramah's Masbir, that you don't have to say they know Bebeirer, that it was the Sada of who? That they saw him by the field, or they saw him give it as a Matana, or they saw the father squat on it for 3 years. But it's enough to say as follows. It's enough to say that everyone called that field, everyone calls that field Mr. X's. They call that field the Ma'ara's father. That's number one. That's enough to be considered Adam that it's his. Or number two, she'idu she'meis aviv misocha. What does that mean? The father died from inside of it. What does that mean? It means that they testified that they saw the father lived in the field 1 hour before he died. They testified that they saw the father live in it 1 hour before he died. So you see that the fact that the Edim saw the father live in the field, that's enough to be considered their Edim that it's his field. That's the Chiddush of the Yad Ramah. Okay, so I want you to get that. Doesn't mean that they have the Edim saw, the guy bought it, the guy was gifted it. Not that they saw the transaction. Either the Edim know, people call it the father of the Ma'aris field, number one, or number two, they saw the father living on an hour before he died, and therefore we can assume that it's considered to be his. Halacha l'maaseh. So that's the chiddush of the what? That's the chiddush of the Yad Ramah on this thing. Okay. Now with this in mind, let's turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, where was that story? Okay, the same story. Turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, and in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, just read the three lines of the Gemara there, and I want you to see the first Rashbam, Philip. Go ahead. Okay, Zeh Omer. Go ahead. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on the top line. Go ahead. Excellent. Okay. They don't hold what? Abaye v'Rava don't hold the Rav Chista. Look at the first Rashbam there. It's not on the top. It's before it gets wide. Hi, the icy sadi davasahi. Go ahead. Where it says Likutei Rashi, the line of the squiggly line above Likutei Rashi. It's not on the top. It's three lines before it gets wide in the Rashbams. You have it? What does Rashbam say? Let's underline that. What does he say? That it always was whose? Whose was it?
Mar's father.
It was considered to be. The Rashbam writes very clearly. Okay? Rashbam writes that there were Edim that was the father's until he died. And therefore he could not have sold it to who? Lavos of Shalashani. According to Rashbam, what are they testifying? That he never ever what? Sold it. Let's get down. According to Rashbam, Lo Machar. We have the Yad Ramah down. We didn't write it on the board. You still got it though, right? Lo Machar. According to Rashbam, he did not sell it. Im Kain, if this is the case, that according to the Rashbam, he never sold it, Rav Chista holds, he's believed with a Migu. What is the pshat that he's believed with a Migu? How could Migu be better than Adam? How could the Migu be better than Adam? We're asking the same kasha. How could the Migu be better than Adam? And did you find here, Elliot, that Rav Chista was closer bo? Rav Chista was not closer bo. In our Gemara in Laman HaMalalof, Rabbah was maskim retracted to Abaye. You don't find here that Rav Chista was chozer bo, do you? Just says Abaye v'Rava did not accept Rav Chista. So that even strengthens our point. Here we said a whole mahalach to be masber Rabbah. Rabbah at least was a havim, but Rabbah retracted. Here we're pointing out in Lama Gimel and Beis that it's really who? It's really Rav Chista who holds like this, it seems. So what is the pshat here? So the Tumim writes in Klole Migu Ostet Zayin the following. This is amazing chiddush. I want you to get this. We don't accept it lahalacha because we don't hold like Rav Chista. We accept Migu b'makom einu lo amri. But he says the following: Kaven sheyesh lo Migu anu tolin she'edim tov v'lo diku. Wow. Says the Tumim that since the Muchsar Kaven sheyesh lo Migu, Kaven sheyesh lo Migu, we assume Anu Tolin, we assume the Adim Ta'u, below Diku, that they made a mistake and they didn't look into it well. Can you believe that? That's amazing. Adim are the highest level of Birur. Yes, but Rav Chista didn't hold like that. And if you have a migu that tilts the scale to the degree we assume they made a mistake, let's build this up. Again, I'm stressing to you guys, we don't paskin like this shita. But what is it? You still got to be masberik. The answer is as follows: Al pishnayim eidim yakum dover. That's a gzeres hakosav. It's a gzeres hakosav. But the second you throw in a little bit of a svara that would tilt the balance and say that the Adim should lose, then the Adim go up in smoke. I'm saying we don't accept this Ladina, but we're trying to be Masber Sheet in the Gemara. And this is what Reb Nochum Parchovich Zatzal writes in his Sefer, that when do we go Busser Adim? It's Exeris Akasut. But where there's a svara that the Adim are lying, we do not go Busser the Adis, and we follow the Migu. We follow the Migu. And we find Shibamakam Shabazdin Rowan. I'll give you a good example of this. If you ever heard of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Labadala Rebase, Dayan Meruma. What's Dayan Meruma? If the Dayan in a certain case knows that something's up, he knows something's fishy. Even though one of the guys, Mr. X, has Adim, Mr. Y has no Adim, Mr. X should win. He knows something's fishing here. Writes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Labadala Rebase, Din Meruma. Dayan Meruma. Or actually, we're right, it's called Din Meruma. Therefore, the Dayan has the power invested in him to say, I'm sorry, I cannot award the case to Mr. X who has the Adim because I think something is fishy here. In the same vein, when do I follow Adim? I follow Adim in a vacuum where I'm not concerned about anything. But if I'm concerned that maybe they're lying, namely the other fellow has a Migu, then we say that the Adim lose and we go halacha l'maisa basa the Migu. We don't paskin like this, I keep stressing. But this is the chiddush that we want to suggest in this concept. Din Merum is an example of that, that the Dayan has the ability to say, I'm not going to go with it. Also, Adim, you can't go with Adim if it's against the what? If it's against the Migu. Even though we do always go with Adim, but we're trying to be mazbe the shita. That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? So, the truth of the matter is that when we say Mali Lishakir B'makom Adim, what we're saying is that the Migu allows you to open the door to be Mitaritz Taine, to Mitaritz Dibure. We're saying really two different Biurim. One Biur for Migu B'makom Adim was Mitaritz Dibure Ahol Kocha Taine. The other Pshat that we're suggesting is, I want you to get this, there are two different Pshatim. Again, we're explaining, how could there be a sheet that says Migu B'makom Adim? One sheet is Migus kochataine. That allows me to say mitaras diburim. Okay. Second, I'm not going on the road of beer. If I go on the road of beer, Migu's always going to lose. Adam are going to win. That's one shot. Another shot is that Adam, no, don't always win. Adam only win in a vacuum as a Jerusalem custom. But in a concern where there's a Svara, in a concern where there's a Svara that the Adam are lying, then I'll go with that Svara. That's a different beer. That's a completely different beer that we're suggesting based on the Tumim and Rav Nachum Parchovitz's shot in this concept. Okay? Rav Nachum Parchovitz is a son-in-law of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Okay, he was a reshiva in the mirror many, many years. Beautiful shirim he has. He wants to suggest the reason why Migu b'makamini would be good is because the Edom are only good in a vacuum, exerts a kosov. Give me a raya that you have a svara beats out exerts a kosov sometimes.
Lama li cross svara.
Excellent, Daniel. Excellent. Very excellent. I'm proud of you. Very good. Lama li cross hasvarahi. The Gemara has a few places in Shas. Ksubis chafbez and maralef. The Gemara says it's a pasuk. She says she's a nida. She says she's joking. She's Torah. What's the source of that? The Gemara says it's a pasuk. Gemara says we need a pasuk where it's svara. The only reason why we know motzim mechaval of raya baba kama menvavim beis. It's a pasuk. Gemara says we need a pasuk. It's a svara. Gemara gives a mashal. Someone has a pain, God forbid. You go to the doctor. If you claim that someone owes you money, bring me proof. Until that, you don't know. The guy doesn't owe you a penny. Lama li kra hasvarahi. Svar is very powerful. In dini momentus. Okay. The Gemara there says a little bit different there. No, I think it said Ella svarahi. I think the Gemara said Ella svarahi in Laman Hayman Aleph. Ella svarahi. The Gemara wiped away the pussy and said Ella svarahi. The Gemara didn't say Lama li kra hasvarahi. Okay? That was a makor gabe brikas nenin. But whatever the case might be, you see here. I'm just saying you could take this to an extreme, Lama li cross svari, that I hold like Adam when it's just glock, there's a kosev. But if you have svaras and you think the Adam are going off the mark, then you can go with what? You could go with the Migu, and the Migu will tell you to prevail. Now, there are times in Shas where it says what? What else does it say in Shas sometimes? Ibayas Ema what? Krah, Ibayas Amos Svar. The Gemara says that in Shavuos about the klal of what? Shtia Bichlal Achila. You know, Shtia is Bichlal Achila. Gemara quotes a pasuk, and the Gemara then quotes a Svar. When I invite you over to eat, I invite you also over to drink. It's included. So doesn't that imply they're on the same level? A Krah and a Svar? How could that jive with Lamali Krah Svari, which implies that Svar is greater? So Tosfos writes in Shavuos on Chafbeis and Beis, when the svar is really, really stark, then what? Lama li kro hasvari. When the svar is not so stark, then they're on the same level. I want you to get that. That's a Tosfos in Shavuos. So we're suggesting here the svar of Migu is very stark, and that creates a possibility that the Edom are lying. Therefore, the Migu tips the scale, and you, and therefore what? Therefore, you win. Okay? Again, I'm saying we don't paskin like this. But you must do daf lama with daf lama and give him a base. Because Rabba was chozer bo, but Rav Chista was not. Rav Chista held takamigu makamedi. Now, I don't know how Rav Chista is going to explain away that Mishnah in Ksubis. Mishnah in Ksubis seems to say beferish, migu makamedi mu'amini. You can't have an amor argue on a Mishnah. And I don't know how that Tos in Ksubis on Tesavez that Rav Asher Weiss quoted says that it's not so posh, migu makamedi mu'amini. Maybe we'll say it. What do you do with that Mishnah? Mishnah says beferish, migu makamedi
mu'amini.
No, the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Ksuba says Migu Mokam Eidim, Lo Aminim. No, I understand that. The Mishnah has a case where you have a Migu. The husband could have said he paid the Ksuba. Mm-hmm. So Mishnah is saying black and white Migu Mokam Eidim. So how can you have an Amora of Chista? How can you have a Tzitz in Ksuba saying Migu Mokam Eidim? It's against the Mishnah. So I'm just saying it's difficult, okay? Very difficult, it seems. You can't have an Amora argue on a Mishnah. Unless what? Unless you can. How can you? This is very important. I want you to get all these very important concepts here. So Rav Shechter once told us that the Kesef Mishnah writes in the end in Hilchos Mamre. The Gemara, man, there are many premises in Shas. How many times the Gemara asks Kashas and Amoraim from Tanoim, from Mishnayos, from Bryces? And who's the one Amora that can argue on a Tana? Rav. The Gemara writes in Ksubas and Daftes. Gemara says Rav. Tana, Upolik. Rav's the status of the Tana can argue. And that Gemara has no other answer. That's what the Gemara will say. No other Amora does it say. Now the Ramban and Baba Kama and the Mechamas Hashem points out 11 cases where Amoraim argued on Tanoim. How could it be? So the Kesef Mishnah says as follows. That the Amoraim made a Kabbalah on themselves that they would not argue on Tanoim. However, only in the following case. You can come up with a halachic statement with an intuition, or you're 100% sure. The Ramah, in fact, writes, with an intuition of how to paskin a posek can say, I think the halacha is like this. Or you can come with a halacha where you think 100% slam dunk. So, I want you to get this. When did the Amoraim mekabel on themselves not to argue on Tanoim? That's when what? That's when there was an intuition. They never, with an intuition, would argue on a Mishnah or a Braisa. But when they knew 100% that they thought they were right, they could argue on a what? They could argue even on a Tana. Even on a Tana. Rav was the only Amora who could argue on a Tana with a what? With an intuition alone. That's how Rav Elchanan, he asked Rav Chaim once. El, do you follow me? Rav Elchanan asked Rav Chaim once. Rav Rav Yochanan, halachka Rav Yochanan. When Rav Rav Yochanan argued, he passed him like Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara says that Rav's the only Amora who can argue on a Tana. Not Rabbi Yochanan, though. So why Rav Rabbi Yochanan? Look at Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav's the only Amora. So the answer is as follows. Rav's the only Amora who can argue a Tana with a what? With only an intuition. All the other Amorim don't have that bonus. They can only argue if they think they're 100% right. So my answer to you, Daniel, is the question I posed to you is that how could Rav Chista, who says, isn't he against the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Ksubas Ted Vav Meis? So maybe Rabbi Yochanan held slam dunk. Maybe he held slam dunk that he was right. Miku b'makamenu, I'm reading. Against Miku b'makamenu, I'm reading the Mishnah. Maybe. That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe this is what we have to suggest. But it seems that Rav Chista stuck to his guns. Okay. Philip, let's go. We have only a few more minutes. Let's finish up. Let's do the Taisis. Go ahead. Very quickly, let's go. Let's see the Toises. Mali the Shaker. Okay, go ahead. Yes. Period. What's Tosas Kasha? He's asking a bomb Kasha. What's the bomb Kasha? Why do you say Miku B'Mokum Eidim? Why don't you just say that what? Why don't you say that what? He said his father lived there one day, and we could say that what? We say Ton in Liyoresh. He could say he bought it from the other guy's fathers because we're Ton in Liyoresh. And we believe him. That which you say, Avosav Daru Bo Yom Echad, with a Migu that I say I bought it from you. He said, my father's lived there one day, right? My father's lived there one day. With the Migu, he said, I could have bought it directly from you. Okay, what is Toys asking? New Philip, what's he asking? Why do you say Migu B'Mokamedim L'Arminim? What should we say? What should we start activating here? Why isn't it Migu B'Mokamedim? Remember we said on the board, the statement, number one, is against Aiden, Zavosi. It's against that. Miku b'makom Aiden. Toys says it's not a Miku b'makom Aiden. Why is it not a Miku b'makom Aiden? Why is it not a Miku b'makom Aiden? Because how can you explain it away? You could say that what? He could say that he was saying this was my father's one day, because when you say it was your father's one day, how did you get it? They got it through what? Through buying it. So the muhsuk should be believed that his father's lived there one day with a migu that he said he bought it directly from what? From the second guy. What does Yom Echad have to do with anything? What does Yom Echad have to do with anything? What is Tyson asking? What's the migu? How is he interpreting that the migu is not again a migu but makom eidim? Ellie, what are you saying? What is he saying? He wasn't lying. That I should interpret that what? What should I say? That it was what? That my father's got it through what? Through purchasing it. So we should believe the muhsuk with his taina that his father lived there one day with the migu that what? Migu that he could say he bought it directly what? From the second fellow. Yes? How does that answering that the migu is not the first statement is not against Aiden?
He's telling the truth. His father was there one day.
What'd you say?
His father was there one day. He's telling the truth now.
He's telling us the truth, right? His father was there one day, but how did his father get it?
Bought it.
His father bought it, but therefore that substantiates that his amigo that he said he could have bought it from the fellow. So therefore this statement of Avosai, which normally we thought meant what? Yerusha, right? Didn't mean Yerusha. Meant he was there only one day and he got it through purchasing it. And therefore you're not arguing on the fact that maybe it was the previous guy's father. Yes? And we activate what? What do we activate? Taininan? Lewat? Leyoresh. Who are the two guys we do Taininan for? Three guys. Yesomim? Lokeach? And now Yoresh. So good morning, getting on Daf Nun Ches. Why does this sound strange? Who do we say you can't do this? You can't activate Taininan to do a what? With Amigu. You guys remember who said this? Who did we say you can't have two kulas? The Rashbam. Very good, Zevi. The Nemuki Yosef was Mazber for the Rashbam. You remember this whole... Remember we had the Tosas, the long Tosas of Laman Amin Aleph? Remember we said the Nemuki Yosef was Mazber for the Rashbam? You can't have two kulas. You always require Adim. Tainin is enough of a kula. Do Tainin and Amigu? This Kasha Tosas would not start according to the Rashbam. Please get this down. It would not start this kasha. You want to tell me Migu B'makamein? No. As Zach said, he means Zavosi. The guy was there one day, his father. He's a Migu that he bought it. So therefore, we do this Tainin. We'll interpret it like that. We'll interpret. That's what he meant by saying Avosai. Interpret it? Activate Tainin with a Migu? Those are two kulas. Who says you can do that? The Mukiyosa said you couldn't. That was Rashbam Shita. Ellie, you follow me? That's what Nachlas Moshe points out. This Kasha Tais does not start. If you learn like Mustafa, this is Tais L'Shitasa. Tais L'Shitasa said he could use both kulas. So since Tais L'Shitasa said he could use both kulas, he asks his Kasha. Go ahead, Philip, will you come on? The modern Arda, where you say Avosi Shlachu Mi Avosecha, the Chosu V'Toyin. Go ahead. And Nardoi said that you can retract what you said by saying my father bought from your father. Go ahead. Even if you didn't make that claim, Ella what? Like Zach said, even if you say your father lived there one day, not that it was like yours, Birusha. Anan. So what's he? Anan telling me, comma, period. What's he asking? He's saying, why does Nardon need to say, oh, I hold Chozer V'Toyin. I hold that you can make one Taina and you can retract it later. Big deal. We would do it for him. We would do Taininin. Tosus is strengthening his Kasha. Why does Nardon say, I hold Chozer V'Toyin? We would do Taininin on our own to interpret Zavosai as being what? Yom Echad. We would do it on our own. Taininin. So you don't need this big Groysa Chiddush Chozer V'Toyin. We would have done it ourselves. Has everyone got the Kasha? This is the two Kashas Tais is asking. Okay, then start your Kasha. But I want you to get the Kashas that doesn't start according to the Rashbam. And the Rashbam would say to the second Kasha, we wouldn't do that. We would never do Tainini with Amigu. We can't do two Kuls. Go ahead. Go ahead, Philip. So what is the answer of Omer what?
Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak.
Go ahead. So what's his answer? What does Avosai mean? It means it was always his father's forever. It was Yerusha. It was Yerusha. Not like Zach said he was there one day and he bought it from the other guy's father. It was not that. It was Yerusha forever and ever. Go ahead. Ula Kaman. And we cannot make that assumption until he loses this. Ula Kaman, the Nakad. So what is he saying on this one? The Mishpat, the Torn Liyorish. What does that mean now? So again, how did he answer the Kasha? How did the Tosas answer his Kasha? We should do Tainina. The answer is no. Avosa implies that it always was his, and you cannot retouch it and say, no, it was the father was there one day, and really what it meant is that we do ton in the Yarshin, the Nomer, we should say he was there one day and he bought it from the father. And then he's believed with the Migu that he could have said he bought it from him directly. You can't, how does he answering, when you say Avosi, it means always was your family's. So if it always was your family's, you cannot make what? You cannot make that assumption that the father lived there one day and he bought it from him, and then we fill in the blank. He was there one day, and therefore what? And therefore we fill in the blank like it says here, right? The Nomar will say he bought it from the father. We don't assume like that. You can't do that. Because it means forever and ever and ever. But what about Narda, though? What is he saying about Narda? How is he answering the second Kasha? Now you tell me, how is he answering the second Kasha? What do you say? What does it mean? Doesn't mean that he has to claim that. In a Hanami, he does not have to claim that. We will do it for him, right? We will do it for him. As long as we see that he wants to what? Wants to win. He wants to take over the land. Then we'll tack a fill in the blank. So how's he answering the kasha about Narda? What do you say? How's he answering the kasha about Narda? What's the answer? The answer is that what? Doesn't mean that he actually what? That he has to make that claim. It's enough that he says that it was his father's for a certain day. Once he says it was his father's for a certain day, which shows that he wants to be Zokin the Karka, then we say what? We fill in the blank. So I want you to get this. According to Tosus, when you say Choser V'Toin, according to the Narda, what does it mean? Did he actually have to make the second claim? No. What did he have to actually do in the first claim, though? He had to say what, Zach? What did he have to say? He had to say, my father was there at least one day, then we will fill in the blank. But if you say, Avosi, then that means it always was what? Always in the family. And we would not be able to do Tainin at all. Okay? So when Narda says Choser V'Toin, it doesn't mean that you made the second claim. It means that you said, my father was there one day, and then we'll finish the blank, that he bought it from the father. But if you say Avosi alone, then it means exclusively it was mine and in my family, and therefore what, you won't do Taininin. So you need a little bit of a push to do Taininin. What I mean to say is that you say that the father was there what? Yom Echad. I saw him there one Echad. Then we'll fill in the blank because that shows you wanted to get the land. If you say it's Avosi Mamish, then we cannot say what? We cannot say Taininin because Avosi means it was Mamish in what? Mamish in my family forever. But I want to just stress that this Tosas is l'shitaso that you could do two kulas, migun taninim. Fida Rashbam, the whole kasha bichlal doesn't start. Because the truth is you can't do migu plus taninim at all. Okay, we'll stop here. Chazer over. Tomorrow we'll go weiter. And we have to do chumash. Okay. Let's have minchin.